Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Welcome to First Lutheran's Lenten podcast, where we will read the entire book of Mark together. I am Ethan Dipbanner, and I am a member of this congregation at First Lutheran Church.
And this is Arlen Solem. I'm a member of First Lutheran Church. Ethan and I are tag-teaming this one, so it's going to be twice as good. We will be reading from Mark, and Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 65. And it reads as follows.
Immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs, from the chiefs, priests, and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him, but one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as I thought you were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me, but let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted him and fled.
A certain man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.'" But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards also took him over and beat him.
One thing that I never noticed before is in verse 49, where Jesus talks about how he was with everyone in the temple teaching and they didn't arrest him for it then, but then now they all come at him with swords and try to arrest him for it when they didn't do anything when they were with each other before.
Yeah, I thought that was a good thing to point out. Jesus was with him for a long time and kind of perplexed at that. I've been saying so many of these other things before, and now you've come after me and are trying to trap me, and teaching in the temple is something lots of people had done, and Jesus had done as well. But yeah, now they come after him. They could have had him any time.
Another thing that I noticed is that all of their testimonies never agreed with them, no matter what they said, whether they were lying or telling the truth. They never agreed at all.
Yeah, I was thinking of things that when Ethan said that, you know, I hear about sometimes, or I've heard anywhere, read or whatever, that eyewitness testimony, some people think it's very reliable, but in fact, oftentimes eyewitness testimony is not very reliable. People remember things differently. People remember things incorrectly. And this seems to say, on the one hand, that some of them are maybe making things up, but also just that people are not correct in what they're saying, whether they're lying or not. So let's say a prayer together. Dear God, we give you thanks for this time together. Thank you for listening to this podcast, all of you. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for the enlightenment that Ethan and I had working on this together and reading this together. And hopefully it was a blessing to all of you as well. Amen.